Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And because we are in the summer season now, we're going to be giving you some summer tips. And one of the things that you definitely need in the summertime when it's so hot outside is sunscreen. Now, I don't know about you, Anna, but if I don't put on sunscreen, I get terrible, terrible sunburns.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had, like, a really bad sunburn?
Yeah, when I was very, very young at the beach.
And it's awful, right?
I mean, awful. My skin just dropped.
It hurts. It's uncomfortable.
Right.
If you get it bad enough, like, you can't even sleep.
Right.
So sunscreen can help you prevent that. And it can also keep you healthy, too, because the sun can do great damage to your skin, and it has a lot of health risks to it as well. So you definitely don't want to skip putting on sunscreen this summer.
Right.
We're going to spend today giving you some sunscreen tips and teaching you all about it. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then we'll be back. Reading.
Grab some sunscreen in the summer heat.
It's the middle of summer and the sun is shining outside, which means that everyone must protect their skin. One of the best ways to do this is by using sunscreen to block harmful rays and keep our skin from being damaged. All sunscreens have a sun protection factor, SPF.A number that grades a sunscreen's effectiveness at blocking ultraviolet B, UVB rays. UVB rays cause sunburn and freckles. Another ray, known as ultraviolet A, UVA, causes wrinkles, aging, and skin cancers. However, most sunscreens can't effectively block UVA rays, regardless of their SPF.To be on the safe side, people use special broad-spectrum sunscreens, which can block both UVB and UVA rays. Apply your sunscreen about 15 to 30 minutes before going into the sun, and use about 2 spoonfuls for your whole body. Also, don't forget to apply the cream again every 2 hours that you spend outside.It's best not to be sweaty when you put cream on, as it can be washed away by perspiration. Follow these tips and your skin should be well protected while you have fun in the sun. Okay, today's article starts off by saying,It's the middle of summer, and the sun is shining outside, which means that everyone must protect their skin. This is definitely very good advice for everybody. We have to protect our skin. If you get too much sun, it can be bad for your skin. It can make your skin look unhealthy. You can get sunburns, as me and Anna were talking about in the intro to today's show. So we have to find ways to protect our skin.
That's right. 所以其实啊，像在台湾六七八月甚至九月都非常的热。所以那就是文章为什么会说现在是仲夏的时候。It's the middle of summer. 当然太阳很大啦，我们要 protect our skin.但在这句话当中我们看到一个 which, 这里的 which 当然你知道它是一个冠带，可是它的先行词难道是前面的 outside 吗？不可能，先行词一定是名词，所以其实或许你不知道冠带的 which 有一个功能，就是它可以代替前面逗点之前的整句话，所以从仲夏到太阳很大这一件事情 which means that everyone must protect their skin.
Now, one of the best ways to do this is by using sunscreen to block harmful rays and keep our skin from being damaged. So, of course, you'll see sunscreen for sale everywhere, convenience stores, pharmacies. And what it does is it blocks the harmful rays of the sun. It stops the rays from the sun from actually getting to your skin and doing damage. So...This is the way that we protect our skin in the summertime. We use sunscreen, or some people also call it sunblock, too. So we use a couple of different words for it.
That's right. 所以其实啊，我们说防晒用品叫 sunscreen， 也可以说 sunblock。为什么叫做 sunblock 呢？因为 block 这个字本身如果当动词的话，它有阻挡的意思。所以当然，如果我们真的要防晒保护皮肤的话，大概就是擦防晒可能是最好的方式之一了。那当然，擦防晒是可以阻挡一些有害的光线 ，harmful rays。这里的 ray ray 其实就是光线的意思。当然，我们后面还看到 keep 什么什么 from， 我们可以说 keep someone from doing something， 使 A 免于 B， 使某人不能如何如何。
Now you might have noticed when you go to buy sunscreen that all the bottles have different numbers on them.That's because all sunscreens have a sun protection factor, SPF, a number that grades a sunscreen's effectiveness at blocking ultraviolet B rays or UVB rays. So those numbers are the sun protection factor. Now, as for me, when I'm looking at the numbers, I always just take the highest one because, well, my skin is very, very, light, so it's really sensitive. So I need a really strong sunscreen. Now,Anna, what number do you go for when you're buying sunscreen at the store?
50.
50, that's a good number. That's quite a strong sunscreen.
But I also noticed another function. I buy SPF 50 PA++++.
Plus. So what
I don't know.
What's the plus?
I don't know how to explain, but if you just buy SPF 50 without PA triple plus, well,
Maybe it's just not as strong.
Right.
Okay, so you can look for the plus as well, triple plus. And this is the number that grades a sunscreen's effectiveness. To grade something means to tell how effective something is. Or for our students out there, of course, you are getting graded at school all the time. The teacher grades you. They give you, say, a mark out of 100, or they might give you an A or a B or a C, a D, hopefully not a D. Those are your grades. So we can use grade as a noun, or we can say you are grading somebody as a verb.
That's right. 所以其实看到 grade, 你可能已经很敏感了，因为它本身就是分数的意思。当然如果 grade 当动词就有打成绩的意思，诶，打成绩是什么意思呢？其实就是把大家不同的作业或者是考卷让它分类或者是分级。其实这个概念就是所谓 grade 最中心核心的意思。其实 grade 就是分类啊，或者是分级的意思。可是这个跟 SPF 有什么关系呢？因为所谓的 SPF 它指的是防晒系数，那么防晒系数它当然是一个 number， 这个 number 怎么样呢？其实句子从 number 后面的 that 到句尾是个关系子句，言下之意这个系数啊，这个 number 就是将我们防晒用品当中的效果做分类哦。
We were talking about UVB rays, and you might be wondering, well, what can those do to your skin? UVB rays cause sunburn and freckles. Well, we all know what sunburn is. That's when you get too much sun and your sun turns red because the sun actually takes all the moisture out of your skin. It gets very dry and it's almost like your sun has been cooked, like as if you would like cook some chicken in the oven or something like that. It's quite dangerous. And they also cause freckles. Freckles are like those little brown marks on your skin. So if you get a lot of sun, you might get some freckles like on your face or on your arms. So that's what UVB rays can do. But there's also UVA, ultraviolet A rays, and those cause wrinkles, aging, and skin cancers. Wrinkles are those little folds that you get in your skin as you get older. It happens to everyone.And aging just means your skin looks older. So if you get a lot of sun, you might look older earlier in life. And you can also get very dangerous things called skin cancers as well. And if those are not treated, they can actually be fatal. They have the potential to actually kill you. So that's the most dangerous part of getting too much sun without putting on sunscreen.
所以其实啊，我刚刚说的那个 PA 加加加，我现在想起来了，好像就是它能够阻挡 UVB， 也能够阻挡 UVA。好，为什么这两个东西这么重要，一定要把它挡掉呢？ Because UVB rays cause sunburn 会晒伤 and freckles 雀斑 会长很多斑。And another ray, 那么另外一种所谓的 UVA 呢，其实你看到 another 就知道在太阳当中的太阳光线其实有很多不同的 rays. Anyways,UVA 这一种呢则会引起很多的皱纹 wrinkles 老化 aging 甚至是 skin cancer.
Now we've talked about UVA and UVB and sunscreens are pretty good at blocking UVB rays. However, most sunscreens can't effectively block UVA rays regardless of their SPF. So to be on the safe sidePeople use special broad-spectrum sunscreens, which can block both UVB and UVA rays. So if you want to be really safe, you will try these broad-spectrum sunscreens. We use the phrase to be on the safe side. This is a very common phrase in English. It just means if you want to be the safest possible, or if you want to select the safest option possible that you have. So we'll often say something like,Well, to be on the safe side, when you go for a bike ride, you should wear a helmet on your head, of course, or when you ride a scooter or something like that, just to be on the safe side. It just means that, well, maybe nothing will go wrong, but just in case something does go wrong. Well, to be on the safe side is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.Shortcut for you.
Why is that dog so angry?
I have no idea.
What should we do? We need to cross the street or else we'll be late for class.
I think we should walk back the way we came from and cross the road there. You know, to be on the safe side.
Any side without this dog is safe.
To be on the safe side means to be safe or to be cautious.
Okay, so to be on the safe side means 以防万一 It would be on the safe side to cross the street over there.
Yes, when it comes to wild animals, I always avoid them to be on the safe side.
好，所以我们现在都知道啦 to be on the safe side. Anyways, 它就是啊，保险起见的话，其实你最好要用广一点的哦 broad spectrum.Sunscreens. 那所谓的 spectrum 是什么呢？其实它就是范围或者是幅度，甚至有系列的意思。言下之意是，除了你的防晒系数要稍微高一点，那特别还要注意它是不是 UVA 跟 UVB 都能够阻挡呢？因为我们刚刚提到的 regardless of their SPF, 不管它的防晒系数到底有多高，其实大部分的 sunscreen 都没有办法 effectively很有效的阻挡 UVA rays. 所以我们来看到这句话当中啊，在 Shortcut for You 这句话里面有一个 which 呢到结尾的地方都是用来修饰 broad spectrum sunscreens, 也就是要广一点的所谓功效多一点的防晒用品才能够 both A and B, 不管是 UVB 或者是 UVA rays 都能够做一个阻挡哦。
Let's get into some tips now about how to put on sunscreen. Apply your sunscreen about 15 to 30 minutes before going into the sun and use about 2 spoonfuls for your whole body. Apply just means to put something on something else. So in this case, we're talking about putting sunscreen or applying sunscreen onto your skin.
所以那到底要怎么样来使用一个防晒产品呢？要出门之前才涂吗？那出门多久之前涂呢？ Well, apply your sunscreen about 15 to 30 minutes before going out. 其实在出门之前15到30分钟就要擦了。那这个擦到底是什么呢？当然其实就是弄在身上嘛，或弄在脸上。当然你可以用 put, 你也可以用 apply, A-P-P-L-Y。那全身到底要多少用量呢？如果是全身的话，差不多是 2 spoonfuls, 差不多两茶匙其实就够了。
Also, don't forget to apply the cream again every 2 hours that you spend outside. So don't just put it on once and then go outside all day. Once every 2 hours, you should put some more on. It's also best not to be sweaty when you put cream on. If you are sweaty, it just means there's a lot of water or sweat coming out of your skin. That's what happens when we get really hot. We sweat. It's our body's way of actually keeping us cool during the summertime or when it's very, very hot outside. But we don't want to be sweaty when we put the cream on, as it can be washed away by perspiration. Perspiration is the very formal or scientific way of referring to sweat, the moisture that comes out of our skin. So you don't want to be sweaty because if you put on sunscreen when you're sweaty, the water can just sort of wash the sunscreen away.
所以其实当我们在擦防晒的时候有一点很重要，就是如果你的身上湿湿的 sweaty， 不管是不是流汗啦还是油水湿湿的，最好都不要擦，先把它擦干，皮肤先擦干，因为汗水呢其实是会把防晒用品给冲掉的。所谓的汗水，当然你可以用 sweat， 你也可以用这个比较正式的字叫做 perspiration。 当然还有一个最重要的事情，防晒乳呢记得要带到外面，因为啊你 every 2 hours, 每两个小时就要重新擦一次哦。
Follow these tips and your skin should be well protected while you have fun in the sun. So just remember these basic things. Put the sunscreen on and then wait a little bit, around 15 minutes or so at least, before you go out into the sun. And then, even though you're having a lot of fun, don't forget to put on some more every 2 hours.And you won't have to worry about things like sunburns or wrinkles or aging or any of that stuff. You'll just be able to have some fun in the sun. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for You Chat. For You Chat. All right, today's For You Chat question is, how often do you use sunscreen on a summer day?
Well, how often do I use sunscreen on a summer day?
Yeah, I guess, say if you're going to the beach, how often would you be using sunscreen?
Going to the beach?
Or anywhere. You can be going anywhere in the summer.
Well, I use sunscreen every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. Even
if you're just, say, going for a walk, like going outside, going to the store?
Yeah, even on winter. In winter? Yeah, right.
Okay.Yeah, that's important to remember. Some people think that you can't get a sunburn when it's cloudy outside, but you can. The sun's rays, they go through clouds as well. So let's say it's plus 30, but it's cloudy outside. You think, oh, well, I don't need sunscreen today. Actually, you do. You can still get a sunburn.
Mm.
As for me, I'm really, really paranoid. I'm really scared about the sun because I get burnt very easily. When I'm out in the sun, I'm always looking at my watch. Okay, hour and a half. I guess it's almost time to put on some more sunscreen because, wow, I've had some bad sunburns.
Really?
Where I wasn't really pink. I was almost like purple, like glow in the dark, skin.
Even just use an umbrella.
I guess I could, but I don't want to. I'll stick with the sunscreen, I guess. I don't want to carry an umbrella in the summer, but that's not a bad idea either. Just make sure you don't get too much sun during the summer, but do get outside and have some fun. All right, that's all the time we have on English for You today, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
This is Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Grab some sunscreen in the summer heat.
It's the middle of summer and the sun is shining outside, which means that everyone must protect their skin. One of the best ways to do this is by using sunscreen to block harmful rays and keep our skin from being damaged. All sunscreens have a sun protection factor, SPF.A number that grades a sunscreen's effectiveness at blocking ultraviolet B, UVB rays. UVB rays cause sunburn and freckles. Another ray, known as ultraviolet A, UVA, causes wrinkles, aging, and skin cancers. However, most sunscreens can't effectively block UVA rays, regardless of their SPF.To be on the safe side, people use special broad-spectrum sunscreens, which can block both UVB and UVA rays. Apply your sunscreen about 15 to 30 minutes before going into the sun, and use about 2 spoonfuls for your whole body. Also, don't forget to apply the cream again every 2 hours that you spend outside. It's best not to be sweaty when you put cream on, as it can be washed away by perspiration. Follow these tips and your skin should be well protected while you have fun in the sun. Vocabulary Review.
Sunscreen. On bright days, people use sunscreen to protect their skin from the sun. Grade. The English teacher graded all her students based on their speaking ability. Wrinkle. We can see many wrinkles on old people's faces. Apply. The girl applied cooling cream to her skin after being in the sun all day. Sweaty. Michael was sweaty after going for a jog outside.